Hola and welcome to Pro Spanish. In today's lesson, we're going to combine aspects of the vocabulary course with parts from the main levels 1 to 6 course. And you're going to see just what a powerful force it is when you combine vocabulary, which you can kind of take apart and rework with some powerful structures. And we're just going to start by looking at some vocabulary around household chores and jobs. This isn't our end goal. This is just going to be our starting point. So we're going to start off with something which I'm sure everyone loves doing, which is sacar la basura. Sacar la basura. Now, sacar la basura means to take out the rubbish. Sacar la basura, to take out the rubbish. Now, don't worry about memorizing this right now. By the end of the lesson, you'll know it. But for the moment, just go along with the lesson. Don't try to force yourself to remember everything. So, sacar la basura, to take out the rubbish. Okay, sacar la basura. So, what word in there do you think means to take out? Yeah, sacar. So, sacar, to take out, la basura, the rubbish. Okay, on to the next one. Poner la mesa. Poner la mesa is to set the table, or some people say to lay the table. Poner la mesa. But in Spanish, it's actually to put the table. To put the table. Poner is to put, but obviously we say to set the table or to lay the table. Okay, so poner la mesa. And then we have the opposite, which is to clear the table, to clear the table, which is quitar la mesa, quitar la mesa. So quitar la mesa, to clear the table. Which word means to clear? Quitar, quitar. So quitar la mesa, to clear the table. And finally, we're going to have to do the shopping, to do the shopping. Hacer la compra. Hacer la compra. So to do the shopping, hacer la compra. What's the word for to do? Well, it's hacer. Hacer. So we can see here our main verbs, our doing words are sacar, to take out. Poner, to put, but used here as to set or to lay. Quitar, to clear. And hacer, to do. So just focusing on this for a second, let's mix this up a little bit. How would you say to clear the rubbish? At the moment we have to take out the rubbish. What would it be for to clear the rubbish? Quitar la basura. Quitar la basura would be to clear the rubbish, to like clear away the rubbish. How about to take out the shopping? What would that be? To take out the shopping. Sacar la compra. Sacar la compra is to take out the shopping once you've got it home. Okay, so we've got some phrases that we're starting with. Now let's have some key structures. Some of our regular subscribers will be familiar with these, but don't worry, you'll get to use them in different ways during this lesson. So we'll start off with voy a, is I'm going to. Voy a, I'm going to. Necesito is I need. That's a nice easy one to remember from the way it sounds. Necesito, I need. And then we'll have puedo, which is I can. Puedo, or if it's used in a question, can I? The same thing. Puedo, I can, or can I? Okay, so let's have a look then. What have we got so far? How would you say, I'm going to take out the rubbish. What would that be? I'm going to take out the rubbish. Voy a sacar la basura. Voy a sacar la basura. How would you say, I can set the table? I can set the table. What would that be? I can put the table, remember. Puedo poner la mesa. Puedo poner la mesa. I can set the table. Puedo poner la mesa. And incidentally, if you want to say not to any of these, I'm not going to, I don't need, or I can't, like the negative, we just start off with no, no. So we just said, I can. How would you say, I can't do the shopping? I can't do the shopping. What would that be? No puedo hacer la compra. No puedo hacer la compra. I can't do the shopping. No puedo hacer la compra. How about, and we'll mix up a little bit now, how would you say, I need to clear, not clear the table, but clear the rubbish. I need to clear the rubbish. What would that be? Necesito quitar la basura. Necesito quitar la basura. How would you say, I'm not going to take out money? I'm not going to take out money. And the word for money is dinero. Dinero. So I'm not going to take out money. In English, we might say, I'm not going to take out any money, or I'm not going to take out some money. In Spanish, we don't really need that any or some. So how would we say, I'm not going to take out any money? No voy a sacar dinero. No voy a sacar dinero. I'm not going to take out money. No voy a sacar dinero. Okay, what about, let's make a question from puedo, so can I, puedo. How would you say, can I take out the table? So maybe it might be taking the table out into the garden. How would you say, can I take out the table, or can I take the table out? What would that be? Puedo sacar la mesa. Puedo sacar la mesa. Okay, so you can already see how quickly we're going to build up our communicative ability in Spanish during this lesson. And just before we go on, I'm going to mention the Pro Spanish Levels 1 to 6 course, which is available for download from prospanish.co.uk. And this course takes the complete beginner or near beginner right up to a conversational level of fluency in Spanish. Okay, let's go back to the lesson. So we've got our kind of almost like our turbo structures, which are voy a, I'm going to, necesito, puedo. And we have our verb phrases, which at the moment are based around like household chores, but we've also seen that we can take it apart and use them in a different context, like sacar dinero, to take out money. We started by learning sacar la basura, to take out the rubbish, but we can also say sacar dinero, to take out money, for example. Okay, so how are we going to say, if we want to say to, at the moment we've got to do the shopping, and how would we just say to do it? Or to clear it, or to take it out, or to put it, or to lay it. And the word for it is lo, L-O, lo. And we just stick it onto the end of the verb, so it becomes part of that word. So if we want to say, let's say, sacar is to take out. If we want to say to take it out, we say sacarlo, sacarlo. Put, to put is poner, to put it, ponerlo, ponerlo. Okay, so let's add this to the mix. How would you say, I need to do it? I need to do it. What would that be? Necesito hacerlo. Necesito hacerlo. How would you say, I'm not going to do it? I'm not going to do it. What would that be? No voy a hacerlo. No voy a hacerlo. How about if you wanted to say, can I put it on the table? What would that be? Can I put it on the table? And you'll need the word on, which is en, E-N-N. So how would you say, can I put it on the table? Puedo ponerlo en la mesa. Puedo ponerlo en la mesa. You see, we've put everything together, and I've just given you the word for on, and you can make that whole sentence. Puedo ponerlo en la mesa? Can I put it on the table? How would you say, I don't need to clear it? I don't need to clear it. What would that be? No necesito quitarlo. No necesito quitarlo. I don't need to clear it. Okay, so let's go back to the word I can or can I. What was that? Puedo, puedo. If you want to say you can or can you, it's puedes and then an es, puedes. So puedes, you can or can you, puedes. So going back to our original phrases, how would you say, can you take out the rubbish? So can you take out the rubbish, please? We could add por favor. How would you say, can you take out the rubbish? Puedes sacar la basura. So can you take out the rubbish, please? Puedes sacar la basura, por favor. Puedes sacar la basura, por favor. And how would you say, can you clear the table, please? Can you clear the table, please? What would that be? Puedes quitar la mesa, por favor. Puedes quitar la mesa, por favor. And let's add in another you. So I'm going to is voy a. Voy a. I'm going to. We saw that before. You're going to, or the question, are you going to, is vas a. Vas. Again, it ends in an S. Vas. Vas a. You're going to, or are you going to. How would you say, are you going to take out some money? Are you going to take out some money? And just remember, money was dinero. So what would that be? ¿Vas a sacar dinero? ¿Vas a sacar dinero? And how would you say, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? ¿Vas a hacerlo? ¿Vas a hacerlo? And now we've got the you and the I, we can have dialogue, we can have questions and answers. Say, for example, we could have the question, can you set the table? And the person can answer, no, I can't. I'm going to take out some money. Okay, let's see if we can do that question and answer. So the question, or the request rather, is, can you set the table? And the answer is, no, I can't. I'm going to take out some money. And what would that be? Okay, well, the request would be, ¿Puedes poner la mesa, por favor? ¿Puedes poner la mesa, por favor? And the answer, no puedo, I can't, no puedo. Voy a sacar dinero. No puedo, voy a sacar dinero. Another example would be, the question could be, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? So that could be the question, are you going to do it? And the answer could be, I can't do it until tomorrow. I can't do it until tomorrow. And until tomorrow is hasta mañana. Hasta mañana. And if you've spent any time in Spain or Latin America, you might have heard that phrase, because it's also like saying, I'll see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. But it literally means until tomorrow. Hasta mañana. Until tomorrow. So going back to our mini dialogue, the request or the question is, are you going to do it? And the answer is, I can't do it until tomorrow. So what would that be? ¿Vas a hacerlo? ¿Vas a hacerlo? Can you do it? Are you going to do it? And the answer, no puedo hacerlo hasta mañana. I can't do it until tomorrow. No puedo hacerlo hasta mañana. Okay, so let's recap what we've got so far. We started off with four phrases related to jobs around the house. Sacar la basura, to take out the rubbish. Poner la mesa, to set the table. Quitar la mesa, to clear the table. Hacer la compra, to do the shopping. And we saw how we can take these apart, and sacar is to take out. So we can say sacar dinero, to take out money. Sacar la compra, to take out the shopping. And then we saw that we've got some very powerful structures which we can use with these. So we had voy a, I'm going to. Necesito, I need. And puedo, I can. So we could put those together and we can have things like puedo hacer la compra, I can do the shopping. Or the negative, no puedo hacer la compra. And we can mix it up a little bit and we can have necesito sacar la mesa, I need to take the table out. We learned that we can add on lo to the end of the verb. So sacarlo is to take it out. Hacerlo is to do it. We learned it's quite easy to convert these into questions. So puedo is I can. Puedes is you can, or can you, puedes. Voy a is I'm going to. Vas a is are you going to, or you're going to. And again, we can combine this all and we can have our dialogues, as we just saw, questions and answers. Okay, so that concludes today's Pro Spanish lesson. And as mentioned before, if you're looking to become a confident and a competent speaker of Spanish, then head over to prospanish.co.uk, where you can download the full Levels 1 to 6 course.